When storms brew.
The eye wall.
Batten down the hatches.
Only one station can get you the right information.
Make sure you're executing your plan now.
Sky Stormwatch or Radiant Credit Union.
Stay alert.
We get storms in October.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
All righty. Here we go. It's another day in paradise. Also another Groundhog Day, I guess you could say, as Hurricane Milton bearing down on us. It is 6:09, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, brought to you by Florence Recycling. And yeah, the whole state's going to be trashed after this thing hits. Good news, though. Your update from Radiant Credit Union, and as we continue to follow the path of Milton, Category 4 now. Actually, wind speed coming down a little bit. It's still huge and powerful, but oh my God, what? Did it get up to 180? Did it go that high? I know it passed 175.
It's a made a Cat 5.
I mean, that's 175, you know what that is?
What's that?
That's a tornado. That's on that. That's like the EF 3 scale or whatever.
That's a lot of wind.
Yeah. That's think about it. Devastating, and it wouldn't just be a gust. Those are sustained winds.
Man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Look, I don't need to overhype it. I think the people are reacting to this extremely appropriately. Clearly, people are leaving areas of the coast, as we can see by the interstate I-75 northbound is going to be challenging. Yes. I just want to say that challenging because it can't handle the amount of traffic. That's issue number one. Issue number two is people are nervous. They get a lot on their mind. It's bumper to bumper. You're going to have these little fender benders, which is going to slow things down even more. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have family that is coming from the West Coast, let's say from Naples up the coast all the way into the Tampa Bay area, you might want to suggest, and again, it's still not going to be a fun, easy trip, but taking sort of what I would call the back roads. I know from like the Tampa area, you can take that toll road that comes out of there and, you know, dumps you out near 19, or you can come inland. But I would be looking for all different alternative routes, and you can pass that along to family and friends that may be coming your way, because if you're in our listing area, we're in better shape than a lot.
Yeah, at I-75 already, we've had some issues. There was an accident near Gainesville, south of Williston Road. That was backing things up. And now we're seeing an abandoned vehicle in Marion County, I-75 north, beyond 371. Left shoulder is blocked. Now, isn't that the one they use for a driving lane in this situation?
Yes, so, yep. They were using it. I don't know if they allow the use of that at nighttime.
Ah, okay.
But yeah,
just
be
aware of it.
It is going to be, it just is going to be a mess. And that's why we try to give people a heads up and get them to react early. Yeah. Can you imagine what it's like coming off some of the barrier islands in some of those areas?
Oh, my goodness, no.
A lot of those are two-lane roads that get you anywhere. So
I got a quick note here. Yeah, the wind speed was 180 yesterday.
That is just, I don't know that I can recall, at least, you know, in recent memory, a storm of that kind of speed that was threatening a landmass.
People, I know they're stressed. They were driving crazy yesterday.
That's what you were saying.
I was coming through Gainesville. Sirens just everywhere. And I saw a couple of accidents. And people are first off, it was raining. They're taking chances. They're edgy. They're making really bad decisions. And so if you don't have to be going out and about, just stay away, because people are on edge.
We'll connect with Mark Sexton, communications director, Alachua County. He'll give us kind of lay of the land, if you will. Now, Marion County, if this thing continues on its path, they're kind of they could be in that danger zone. They could suffer, if you're in Marion County, you could suffer hurricane-level winds. Not that it's going to be nice anywhere else, but that tends to be kind of that divider area where if you're north of there, you might be in a little better shape. But again, this thing could still move, could wobble.
Yeah.
And now they pushed it back a little bit, even though it sped up. It's moving east to northeast at 12 miles an hour. You remember they were saying just last night, 8 to 9 o'clock Wednesday night.
Right.
And I almost always do this. But anyway, landfall looks like it'll probably be very early Thursday. They're saying 1 a.m. I mean, take it for what it's worth. The only reason it even really matters to me is...
We'll be coming to work.
I'll be driving from Keystone at 4 a.m., kind of about the time it's... I was going to just try to, like streamline right into the to the eye of it
and just let it
and just have clear sailing the whole way.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah, but it's going the wrong way.
Oh.
Yeah.
No consideration.
I'm telling you. Seriously, folks, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe. Relax. Don't be stressed. You know what? Anxiety never solved a problem ever that I'm aware of.
And we try.
Oh, yeah.
We try to use anxiety every day.
We're a couple of anxious fellas. So, yeah, and I know it's hard. Look, we have to talk about it. We do it for a matter of, you know, public safety, and and you know, we have a license for the Federal Communications Commission, and we're supposed to serve the public need. Mm-hmm. And right now, the public needs to know what is going on. Trust me, I don't want to burn anybody out on it, because then you tend to unplug, and then you're not aware of any changes that may be coming to, you know, with the storm. I know that happened with family. Hurricane Charlie took that right turn right up into Charlotte Harbor, and things changed in a hurry. Luckily, we've got old Bobby on the radio taking care of him, looking over for him and calling him and
saying, go!
It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. We do have things to talk about. Trump and some folks celebrating what is the Trumpster, including the Hulkster.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's coming up. So we've got some good stuff, some fun stuff, but we are going to stay on top of it and keep you informed as well. All right? 616, you're tuned to News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. We're going to make it a great morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:21. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Yes, Radiant Credit Union severe weather update. Hurricane Milton still chugging our way. It has been downgraded just slightly. It's a Cat 4 now with sustained winds of 155 miles an hour. Make no mistake about it. Still a major hurricane that is going to wreak havoc. East northeast, it is traveling at 12 miles an hour. We're looking at landfall, possibly just south of Tampa Bay. That will probably be very early Thursday morning. That's kind of the latest on that. Things change, things get updated. That's why we're here and taking care of business for you. If you're going to try to travel I-75 northbound, pretty much anywhere throughout the state of Florida, use your patience. It is going to be a crawl at some times, a standstill. It's not just the volume, but you'll get a couple of fender benders along the way. And if you can take a different route, I would suggest it. However, other people could be thinking the same thing, and these other roads can very quickly fill up as well. So there's no... There's no easy answer. Greg, what's it, what are the, you've got traffic cameras. What's it looking like for you? Are you seeing anything?
Well, we're seeing a little more volume, obviously. And so, yeah, it's, and a lot of it is just, still just showing up kind of like south of Gainesville. It's kind of hit or miss. It almost seems like it kind of comes in waves. It's not the constant stream everywhere at this point, it doesn't look like. But, again, as we hit daylight, you know that's going to be changing because folks are, they got a decent night's sleep. They're getting up. We're going to get up early
right.
and beat the rush, which means that as our morning drive, folks just trying to maybe get to work, you know, going going north on I-75 would be
and,
a pain.
Yeah, and then there's going to be others that are saying, hey, if you know, if I don't get the evacuation order, you know, I'm going to stay. Mm-hmm. So that evacuation order for any particular area could be coming. And Marion County right. already put an evacuation order. If you've got a an older mobile home, an RV, right. low-lying
modular,
areas,
yep.
mm-hmm. They're telling you to get out. They're not asking you. They're telling you
yeah.
to get out. So,
well, they just don't hold up as well. And we're talking about some heavy wind you're going to be dealing with.
Yeah, so, pre-1994 yeah. for your mobile home have different standards. And plus the aging process, if
yes.
you had that in there, they just can't sustain the kind of pounding that they very well could be taking this mm-hmm. time around. You could say, oh, man, I've been through many, and in this area, I'm good to go. Well, that might not be the case with this one.
Well, probably still my biggest concern, and even though we're not like a direct hit or anything like this, the ground is already saturated.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff that didn't fall probably got weakened a week mm-hmm. ago. And so, you know, I've got neighbors that I was driving by one house this morning. There's got to be a pile of debris, I don't know, 15 feet long and 5 feet high. It's huge. Well, all that stuff's going to blow somewhere if it doesn't get picked up. And I don't think it's going to get picked up.
Well, Governor DeSantis, you know, made some major announcements yesterday. And one of them was, you know, they're going to work diligently, even in evacuation zones where they're telling you mm-hmm. have to get out.
Yeah.
They still have crews going in there cleaning the debris.
Good.
He also suggested if you have a pickup truck or access to one, and you can take your debris
yeah.
To the various locations for the dumps,
yep.
that you should do that. So, yeah, because it's only going to come back and mm-hmm. haunt you if it's sitting at your curb. It could be coming right back
at your porch.
And it's just, yeah, it's going to make for things even uglier as far as search and rescue and general cleanup after the fact. Also, keep in mind, if you are in our listening area, that local gas stations are going to be under heavy stress. Governor DeSantis also wanted to get the message out that gasoline is going to continue to mm-hmm. flow. All right, Jacksonville, the ports and all that are still open, and they'll do the best they can to keep these stations full. But just remember, think about it. Any stations near the interstate
oh,
are
yeah.
going to be the most stressed. And so if you live locally, you probably want to avoid those
mm-hmm.
Particular ones. All right. Yeah, especially near the interstate. Just avoid the interstate if you're able to do that.
Absolutely.
And I think the good news is we're not going to get the normal kind of busy traffic as far as like rush hour, theoretically.
It seemed like everybody was off work yesterday. I mean, seriously, it was congested in town. And again, like I said, people were driving like crazy on top of it. So I think a lot of folks were preparing yesterday, which maybe that's good, and they've gotten some of that out of the way.
Well, and here's the thing. We tell everybody get prepared, and this one,
sure.
you may have to use a generator, whereas in years gone by, you lost your power for, you know, not at all or for 2 hours. You're mm-hmm. like, I'm not going to buy a generator for that. This all may change, but let's say everybody has their ducks in a row. Then they get the call
yeah.
from Aunt Sally in Fort Myers. It
uh-huh.
says, you all got a little space for me, right?
Yeah, and
you're like, oh, it's our favorite Aunt Sally.
And her 7 kids and 4 cats.
And so you have to run to the store now and get 400 pounds of
yes.
cat food, or Aunt Sally's going to be
uh-huh.
not happy. So that's what's happening, too. So keep all this in mind. Try to keep the stress level low.
Yeah.
And if someone's a jerk to you, take a deep breath and say a little prayer for that imbecile.
And then, oh, no. No, never mind.
No knuckle sandwiches.
Oh, man.
Let's try to avoid that.
You said go stock up.
Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz slated to join us early in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:05. Hopefully Mark Sexton will be talking to us, Alachua County Communications Director. We'll have all the information that we can put together for you. And My Detroit Tigers won last night at the top of the ninth.
I've been hearing about this since 4:30 this morning.
Carey Carpenter, kapow, sends a moonshot right center field into the stands, and El Tigres victorious. So now the series, the five-game series, is tied 1-1 against the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, that just sounds wrong.
That's just plain stupid. They should lose just because of that. All right, hang in there. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. There's a little trash talking for you. Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Don't forget the podcast. The Bob Rose Show is on podcast. Download it where you get your podcast. Hit subscribe. Thank you very much. You know, different sources, chatter, conspiracy theorists to some extent. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to report I've heard of no major attacks against our homeland during the anniversary of the October 7th attack on Israel, because I heard there was a possibility of otherwise. And today also was one of the days they mentioned possible threats. And then I saw this. A new report published by the U.S. House Committee on Homeland Security states that foreign jihadist networks and homegrown violent extremists represent a persistent terror threat to America. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:39. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We are tracking Cat 4 Hurricane Milton, thanks to Radiant Credit Union. Severe weather update. Milton is a Cat 4, backed off from a Cat 5 overnight. 155 mile an hour sustained winds moving east northeast at 12 miles an hour. We're looking at a possible landfall around the Tampa Bay area, maybe just to the south. Very late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. We'll stay on top of that. I-75 northbound, extremely busy. It is packed. Local gas stations, especially near interstates, are trying to keep their supplies up. The governor said he's going to do everything and keep that rolling. He's got all your landfills open as long as they can possibly stay open so that they can continue to get rid of debris from Helene. And he's asking people, look, if you have a way to do it, if you have a pickup truck or whatever, take it to the landfill. And he said, we're making sure nobody's going to say, oh, you can't come to this landfill or none of that. You know, they knock down all the red tape and get past all that. Good. So hopefully people will take advantage of that opportunity and everybody else will hopefully get rid of all this stuff. It is... it's getting crazy. I don't want to burn you out. It's only Tuesday.
Yeah.
You have all day today to prepare for anything you need to prepare for. And then we'll start seeing maybe some nastiness, depending on where you're at in the listening area. Obviously, this is going to come from the West Coast in Marion County, maybe a little bit taking a bigger hit, shall we say, than, say, Alachua County. But everybody on the coastline is going to be in for something pretty darn nasty. And you know what we always refer to as the dirty side of the storm? Usually most of these hurricanes move basically generally kind of from the south to the north, you know, and generally, well, it doesn't matter. They come from the Atlantic or the Caribbean, but generally on a northerly type track. This particular storm looks like it's going to take a track that's much more parallel than maybe we're used to cutting across the state. So that means that this so-called dirty side will be more on the south and eastern kind of quadrant of that storm.
Right.
We always think of northeast quadrant. Now it's really the southeast quadrant, which, again, you're in Marion County and north, that could be a good thing. Way too early for anybody to let their guard down on this one, no doubt about it. And Greg's been monitoring I-75, and it is just busy, busy, busy. It's not necessarily wall-to-wall right now. It's not necessarily bumper-to-bumper.
A little early.
It's coming in spurts, but when it does, it's coming in big packs, big, long packs, and then another pack. And obviously, it's going to get busier as the day progresses. You know, talk to your folks that may be on the way from the West Coast, and tell them, be prepared, water, whatever, and bring patience.
Pack a lot of that.
And, you know, be ready to take care of some other things along the way. You know? All right. So I told you about this new report published by the U.S. House Committee on Homeland Security. Foreign jihadist networks and homegrown violent extremists represent a persistent terror threat to America. It identifies more than 50 cases in 29 states between April of 21 and September of 24, including dozens of attempts to provide material support to Islamic-designated foreign terrorist organizations, ISIS, Hezbollah, and Al-Qaeda, with individuals receiving military-type training from ISIS, Hezbollah, and committing fraud. The states where jihadist cases were identified, well, it's a lot of them. Alabama, California, Connecticut, Florida, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana. Wow. I mean, just, you know, really, most of the states. The committee notes that increased threats to Americans heightened after the ISIS-K orchestrated terrorist attack in Afghanistan on August 30th, 2021, that killed 13 U.S. service members. Terrorism threats also escalated after the October 7th, 2023 Hamas terrorist attack against Israel, which killed an estimated 1,200 with 200 hostages taken. Still, here we are a year later with somewhere between 96 and 103 unaccounted for. Yeah. And
that's a shame.
It really is. So, Arab Americans apparently aren't all that excited with the way that Vice President Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have handled some of these things. And the Arab vote is shifting in favor of Trump, especially in two important states, Georgia and Michigan. Details on that and a whole lot more coming your way, and constant updates on Cat 4 Hurricane Milton. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Hurricane Milton bearing down on the Sunshine State as a Cat 4 right now with sustained winds of 155 miles an hour, moving east-northeast at 12 miles an hour. That would put it landfall late Wednesday night, more than likely early Thursday morning. A couple of models have it around 1 a.m. Thursday morning. We'll feel the effects of it long before that, obviously, especially the closer you are to the coast. The dirty side is going to be more on the southeastern side of the storm. Take that into account. That could be good news for most of us in the listening areas. We should be north of that. But that could change, and that's why we want to keep you informed. Thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union for severe weather updates. You know, when you make the national news in the New York Post, one of their top stories is state of no return. Evacuation panic in Florida ahead of Hurricane Milton sparks widespread backups and shortages. It is true. However, we have a great governor who's on top of it, assuring us that gasoline supplies will continue flowing, continue moving for as long as they possibly can. And also opening up the landfills and other things to make sure that debris can continue to be collected and dealt with effectively. So we've got, you know, some National Guardsmen that are going to be on standby. Some are going to be deployed already. And, look, this governor is on top of it. And so I feel good about that part of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's just things you simply can't control. What you can't control is today, good last chance to go around all of your property. See anything that, that you can pick up, that you can put away, because you might experience winds you've never seen before in this area. And you want to make sure, for the safety of yourself, your neighbors, that you want to take care of anything. I mean, if it's not literally bolted yes. down,
it can turn to a UFO.
Get it in a situation position where it's not going to be flying around. All right. I mentioned this earlier real quick. Voters with Arab heritage could tank Kamala Harris's chance of carrying the 31 combined electoral votes in the key battleground states of Michigan and Georgia. Arab Americans typically vote for Democrats 2-to-1 ratio. On average. All right. A lot of people, though, a lot of Arab Americans not fond of the way Harris and the administration handling of the Hamas-Israel war that spread into Lebanon, drawing the Iranian proxy terrorist organization Hezbollah. A recent Arab American Institute poll showed former President Trump leading Harris among Arab voters by 4 points nationally. In 2020, President Joe Biden won 60% of the Arab American vote. So you've got, around 50,000, as much as 50,000 living in the Atlanta area. And, of course, Michigan, especially Dearborn, that's the largest Arab American population in the nation. So, yeah, these are important. Michigan and Georgia. And Arab Americans, more and more, are turning away from Kamala. And sounds like they're going to be more and more in support of former President Trump. Yep, got the same. Nice. Got another story, basically just a different version. Recent report, New York Times, profiled the sudden split Arab and Muslim voters in Michigan have made with Kamala Harris. They call this a voting block of 300,000 people in that swing state.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can make a difference.
Sure can.
Oh, man.
All right, so you got that.
Hmm.
Pro-Trump activists are taking the initiative to register Arab American voters in Michigan.
That's smart.
Yes, very smart. All right. And then Arab Americans, yeah, I've already got that story. Korean Americans
okay.
abandoned Kamala Harris and Democrats over inflation concerns. 2024 Asian American voter survey. Now, this is from July. 38% of Korean Americans identified as Democrat. 25% identified as Republican. And that represents a decrease from the 2020 Asian American voter survey. So you had 51% that were Dems. Now only 38%, and that was in July. So I don't know if they have continued to, you know, if they're watching this trend and if it continues to go in favor of former President Trump. But it, to me, that's all good news.
Good signs.
Yep. All right, so this Hurricane Milton could be one of the biggest disasters in history. I don't think that this is hyperbole here, unfortunately. I hope it is. Tampa Bay has not faced a direct hurricane hit since 1921.
That's been a while.
Yeah, I think that area has grown just a tad.
A little bigger.
Yes, a little bit. Just a hair. A
little growth.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Florida meteorologist. Oh, there was a story where one of them got really kind of almost emotional and upset.
I watched that.
You did? You saw the clip?
Yes.
Okay.
He was watching the pressure change in it, and it was just like literally he was choking up because from his perspective, it was such a bad thing to see it going that way.
So, I was like, I think at one time it was 911 millibars. That's very, very low. That means a very, very powerful storm. So I could understand the... I mean, it was almost like, how could it actually get any stronger? I was hoping that, you know, we'd experience a phenomenon of like, it got so strong, it just burned itself out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Kind of like an oil well that's on fire and you use dynamite to blow it up.
Uh-huh.
Don't get any ideas,
people. No, not good.
All right.
Don't go shooting into it or anything else. Those things don't work.
What else we got going on? J.D. Vance on Trump and his decision-making effectiveness.
Hmm.
Trump manages to puncture elitist bubble, yet stay grounded to the people. I agree.
Absolutely.
J.D. Vance is really doing a terrific job spreading the message of conservatism, relating to people, articulating extremely well. He clearly has an at-ease, upbeat personality.
Yeah.
And I think this is going to turn out to be one of the best decisions Trump ever made.
Oh, absolutely. What a great pick. He can go out there. He can get Trump's message to the people. He does not bend or give in when reporters try to put him on the spot or do a gotcha. He doesn't let them get by with that. He explains himself, and he comes off really sharp. I think it's a great pick.
When you got Hulkamania busting loose in your favor, things are looking pretty good for you. You got country star Morgan Wallen. Didn't he co-write that Trump song? I believe he was.
Maybe.
I believe he was. He helped with that. He co-wrote that. All right. We've got our hands full. We are going to be busy. You're going to be busy. We'll keep you informed. All right? That's how we roll. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You can download the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click subscribe. Thank you. Yeah, we're going to pump you up, brother. We're going to take on this Milton character. Yeah, come here, Milton Berle. Slap, slap. Yeah, and it's not Milton Bradley, because this ain't a game. I need to.
Yeah.
Now, T-shirt? You don't think it's T-shirt worthy?
Nah.
Mm. Eh. I mean, I laid this out yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I thought... Well, I think everything I say
genius,
is clever. So.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome into my world.
Not a good judge. Too close to it all.
Well, just a little bit. That old forest and trees thing.
It is 7:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday brought to you by Florence Recycling. And you don't want any trash around as Milton, now a Cat 4, 155-mile-an-hour sustained winds bearing down on us, traveling east-northeast at 12 miles an hour. That would put landfall approximately maybe just south of Tampa Bay around 1 a.m. Thursday morning. Again, these are ballpark figures that are fluid, and they could change, but that's the guesstimation at this point, thanks to Radiant Credit Union severe weather update.
Well, and at least for a change, at least what it seems to happen on a regular basis, Ocala and sometimes so much more Alachua County and Gainesville aren't on the dirty side of things. That happens a lot, which is where that wind comes from, limbs, trees come down, power goes out.
Here's what happens when you have a hurricane. You have, and I include myself in this, you have amateur prognosticators, amateur meteorologists. We all have our opinions, our gut instinct, or it's based on years of living in the Sunshine State, or you just think you're the smartest Weisenheimer in your neighborhood. So people have the ability to post these things, and I don't necessarily discount them all if it doesn't come from an official. Because, look, that's why they have various models. Get the European model. Well, we call it, you know, the whole spaghetti thing, right? It's because not everybody is going to agree on the exact path that this is going to take and exactly how strong it will be when it makes landfall. I heard something interesting, read something interesting, and it was that cooler air is supposed to be coming our way. And I don't know if this is part of it now. I got up and left Keystone this morning before 4 a.m. It was 71 there. By the time I got to Gainesville, I think it was 69 or 68 degrees. So it is definitely we're seeing a change in the weather.
Yeah.
And so this theory of this person was that this cooler air could end up stirring up this northern or northwestern quadrant that we normally wouldn't think of as being so intense.
Mm-hmm.
And that might bring wider spread power outages to, say, Marion and Alachua County, for instance. Now, that's one person's understanding. I always thought that any cooler, drier air was always good to either push the hurricane and to take away limit its energy, so to speak. In other words, it's good to squash it with cool air. Again, everybody, thinks they're an expert or you got to follow this guy. This guy's unbelievable. All right.
And sometimes they are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So what I do is I have a matrix in my head of all of the information. And then I tell you what that is. And if it deviates too far from the acceptable norm, I'll let you know that.
Yeah.
But for right now, I think that the so-called experts, I don't disagree with any of it. I think it's going to hit south of Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's still going to be a large storm. I pray for it to hit as, a one or less. But I think it's probably going to be a two or a three.
Yeah.
And you got to prepare like it's going to be stronger and bigger.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You can't go, that looks good. Okay. Especially after I basically, whacked my back out and my shoulder.
Oh, wow.
Trying to pull the generator out of the shed and wheel it around. And I tell you, here's my level of expertise. You looking for smart people?
Yeah.
Generators are heavy.
Yes, they are.
They're heavy.
Yeah.
I know there's the little guys, the little portable ones.
Yeah. They need four wheels and steering like a wagon, not two wheels and two lift handles.
They need a small motor just to run the wheels. And then you could probably add that to the electricity generation. I need a hybrid generator.
So the generator itself produces electricity.
Gas. Yeah.
Runs the electric motor, which moves the car, the little cart that it's on.
That's what I want.
Okay. How about what you might as well just get a wireless remote control for it while you're at it?
Yes, that's what I want.
You don't even have to touch it. Just
then people say, why don't you just get like the, you know, all home one?
Yeah, probably be cheaper than what we're designing right here.
Yeah. If I live closer to the coast, I could definitely rationalize myself into that purchase.
Yeah, but what are you talking? 10 hours, even 12 hours.
Yeah.
You can refill at a time if you got to. It's not necessarily justified the cost for a lot of folks.
Now, if somebody's got, you know, real health issues, oxygen tanks, whatever the case may be, all bets are off, man. I'd have myself a backup system. Country star Morgan Wallen was joined by two sports stars for his entrance at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay. This was Friday night. Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback Baker Mayfield took to the stage, wrestling legend Hulk Hogan. Yep. Hey, and the country star Wallen, he wore jersey number 47. Why would that be, Greg?
Well, maybe there's a particular candidate that if he won would be the 47th president of the United
States. Is that Trump?
That would be the guy.
He was 45?
Yes.
Okay.
So
and Biden was 46?
Yes.
And Trump would be 47?
Well, Biden himself was 146, but if we're talking presidential...
Yes.
Yeah, then that's what we're talking about.
Well, because I have it here, it's actually, it's a Breitbart story, but I don't know where they got it from.
Yeah.
47 is the number of one of the more famous Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the storied linebacker or safety, I guess he moved
to. Wasn't he there too?
John Lynch.
Okay.
So they're saying, and maybe that is, I don't know.
But you throw in the Hulkster who was at the Republican convention.
Brother.
Ripped his shirt off, the whole bit.
He was taking vitamins, doing push-ups, just like he taught the kids.
He took some time to pray for a while, the whole
bit. He's from Tampa. Yeah. I think Robinson High School, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, he's Tampa Bay boy. He was a big one.
So maybe he did it just so you could take it either way.
Perhaps.
The 47 thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. If you want to save America, we'll say that he is rooting for the Trumpster.
Mm-hmm.
The Hulkster, the Trumpster. Get America back on track. Indeed. Of course, we're going to continue to follow Hurricane Milton. We'll have regular updates for you. I-75, very busy. Now all of your north-south roads are beginning to get busier. So, folks, patience, plan ahead, plan for a long, slow drive, or tell your relatives or friends that could be coming up here. And remember the gas station near the interstate? That's going to be crazy land, so avoid that if you're a local. It is 7:17. Coming up next, what's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is. Doesn't have to be politically, whatever. All right, 877-975-9825. Call in for what's bugging you, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And it's next on 97.3 The Sky.
What's bugging you?
What's wrong with this picture?
I'm really upset about it.
877 W-Sky Talk.
I, for one, am tired of it.
Call now. What's bugging you? 97.3 The Sky.
We're all over it. Hurricane Milton, now a Cat 4, 155-mile-an-hour sustained winds, moving east-northeast, 12 miles an hour. We're looking at a very late Wednesday or early Thursday landfall, most likely just south of Tampa Bay. If anything changes, we'll let you know. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for a segment we call What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. 877-975-9825. Thunder Dave, what's bugging you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. What's bugging me is the insurrection that has taken place. And I'm not talking about Jan 6. We know that that's just BS. But the insurrection took place. Actually, it started probably back in 2008 or longer ago. But one of their final blows that they gave was when they took Joe out of office, basically. He's They've been keeping him in the basement. They let him out for ice cream every now and then. Kamala's out on the interview trail now with, you know, select lefty media. So who's running the show? That's where the insurrection took place, and that's how you do it. They did it from inside. It wasn't some violent takeover. They snuck in there and put somebody else in office that was not elected by us, the people.
I would say that if you look into the intelligence community, you may see either a very strong influencing factor there or, you know, a lot of power, shall we say. I'll leave it there for now. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
First, may I please say thank you to both you and Greg for the great hurricane coverage.
Thank you.
What's bugging me is yesterday, Kamala planted a tree in honor of the victims of the Hamas attack, including, you know, assuming the prisoners that you can assume are still alive. First of all, what a useless gesture that was. But it immediately took me back to the Obama years, where a bunch of Nigerian girls, young Nigerian girls, were kidnapped, and Michelle Obama came out with a hashtag and said, "Bring our girls home," as if that hashtag was going to make those terrorists free those young girls. And planting the tree is about as stupid as bring our girls home. It just made me realize how shallow these people are. Everybody stay safe. Thanks.
Yeah, totally missed the mark. But again, par for the course. Good morning, Frank. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Love your show. What's bugging me is that I just turned on the local news to find out where the hurricane is, and they're broadcasting that it's a rumors, false misinformation about FEMA doesn't have any money, and they have plenty of money beyond the $750 that we're going to offer them. And it's just a bunch of lies. It makes me sick to even turn the TV on. But anyway, that bugs me. And also, please, Mark, get a generator this time. Thank you.
It's hard to find the truth on that particular issue. But at the end of the day, look, the government, if they choose to spend money, they're going to spend it, whether it's in the budget or not. That's how they've created a deficit and had a deficit for many years. So, yeah, if they'll find the funding. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I agree with you. They can find the money, right? Whenever they need money to escalate world war, they just come up with it. 94% of the people in this country were against that big $60 billion program, bill to fund Ukraine and Israel wars, to escalate both of those wars, and they did it anyway. The American people were all against it. They did it anyway. They don't care about us.
No. January 20th, that's all going to change, is my prayer. Good morning, Tammy. What's bugging you?
Well, I don't know if you saw anything, but I saw a reel today from Elon Musk that he was trying to get Starlink up to North Carolina when they couldn't get any further by road. They told him they'd come and fly him in with the helicopters, and Buttigieg and FAA told him no, because you had to know who you were going to talk to before you could allow them to have a Starlink communication device for these people that have nothing up there. I am so pissed.
Yeah, it appears if, you know, FEMA, federal government, not prepared for a disaster of this type in that kind of mountainous terrain, et cetera. That's the word coming back. Those guys, those Cajun warriors or whatever that have saved a lot of people and it's flooded out. What's that?
Cajun Navy,
I'm sorry. And, yeah, they're reporting kind of the same thing. Let's go to Justin. What's bugging you?
Good morning, fellas. What's bugging me is we have a mass migration heading north to escape the hurricane, which, you know, I completely understand. The problem is there's still plenty of time to leave, and you have people running down the right side and the left side of the interstate while there's ambulances trying to get down that same side and state troopers trying to get down that same side to come up on an emergency. These people need to get in the middle, get in line, start acting normal. Just because our government's a bunch of idiots out of control doesn't mean we have to follow suit.
Yeah, there you go. They did legally open the left shoulder yesterday on northbound I-75. I don't know what the status is now. I don't know if that has to do with whether daylight's a factor or not.
We have had folks using it this morning, but we also have that accident I-75 north at 377 on that shoulder. Mm. So that's causing a bit of a problem there.
All right. Hang in there, my friends. A lot of patience it's going to take to get us through the next couple of days. But stand by. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz, a little closer to the coast than we are. Get a feel for what's going on there. 97.3, The Sky. Good morning. It is 7:36, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hurricane Milton, we're tracking it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hurricane Milton, Cat 4, 155-mile-an-hour winds, traveling east-northeast at 12 miles an hour. We're looking at a very late Wednesday or early morning Thursday landfall. We'll feel the effects way before that. However, already feeling the effects of the evacuation orders that have been given in various areas, especially on Florida's west coast. So you're seeing Interstate 75 northbound is going to be extremely busy today. You get a couple of fender benders thrown in, tossed in there, and you're going to have a long, raggedy drive from southwest Florida or anywhere on the west coast moving north. So, there's not much you can do about it. It is sheer volume. And the folks in Marion County wanted to remind us that they have an evacuation order, and it for all folks that live in mobile homes and RVs. Mobile homes and RVs. Clearly, if you're in low-lying areas, that as well. So you want to pay attention to these things. You want to listen to the authorities. You saw the power of Helene. Depending on where this one hits, it could be as devastating or worse in many ways. As the, you know, the theory is that as the storm has slowed down a little bit in terms of, you know, the highest winds being sustained at 155 miles an hour, if it slows down a little bit more, that's a good thing in terms of, you know, the damage that those eyewall winds and close to their proximity can do. But the bad news is, apparently, when these storms weaken a little bit, the tendency is they spread out.
Kind of a reorganization kind of thing of that wall, yeah.
So you're going to have hurricane-force winds a little bit wider swath. You're going to have tropical storm winds of a much wider swath. And remember, with the saturated ground and wind together, it's a bad combination for both power lines and trees.
Yeah. They fall down.
Yeah, just be prepared. Be prepared, as we've been telling you to do, to be without power for a certain amount of time. And if you are fortunate enough to have a generator, make sure you're not back feeding into the power lines. That puts our linemen in danger. That's not a good thing. The dirty side of this storm is going to be more on the southeast. It is so often on the northeast quadrant. That's usually because the storms are traveling in a more northerly pattern. This storm tends to be going more west to east. So you're going to see stuff on the southerly, southern side. And, I mean, if you can look for good news, I guess that would be good news if you're on the north side of that, Marion and Alachua counties. And Marion County, they're kind of they're in that gray zone where they very well could experience hurricane force level winds But if it moves just a little south, it'll probably take him out of that.
That'll help. It'll help.
It will. But again, you know, I don't want to overhype things.
It's a hurricane.
Yeah. I don't want to overhype things, but I don't want to say, well, there's a chance that, you know, you're not going to get a whole lot. I won't say that.
No, you won't be out working in the yard or doing anything like that.
No, I wouldn't recommend it.
Mm-mm.
Unless you have a little rowboat there and you have your water wings on. I sort of joked. There's nothing to joke about with this, but I'll joke anyway because...
You've got to find some bright spots.
Well, this is how humans deal with their own mortality.
Yes.
With humor.
We do.
So I apologize if it strikes a nerve. But so without naming names, a friend of my daughter's decides he's going to stay in the house. This is in Tampa.
Okay.
This is near Bayshore. Anybody familiar with that area?
The words Bay and Shore. I mean, again, I'm not familiar, but...
And I won't tell you what this guy does for a living. Let's just say he's very, very smart.
Yes.
And you have to go to a lot of school.
Uh-huh.
And you generally get, you know, paid for that expertise.
Okay.
I'll leave it there. But he's staying. Okay?
Okay.
Bayshore.
Water.
I told my daughter, I go, pass along to him in a very kind way. You know, plan on sleeping in the bathtub.
Yes.
With your chainsaw.
Yes.
With your full face helmet on.
Yes.
And heavy duty water wings.
For the surge. Yes, that'd be good.
Okay. And I said, and after you pass that along for a chuckle, tell him that this is a very, very unwise decision on his part.
That was
very unwise.
Good advice.
I have an ex-brother-in-law who is in Fort Myers. He's doing the same thing. They live a stone's throw from the Caloosahatchee River.
Oh, my goodness.
But because he barely survived one of the earlier hurricanes, there's no reason why he wouldn't survive this in his world.
That's not how odds work. When you test the odds, eventually it bites you. That's how that usually works.
Yeah.
Not, oh, look, it will always be in my favor. That's why Vegas exists.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always
in
your favor.
And I just always wondered, like, by your presence, are you somehow going to be a repellent toward water in a storm surge?
Wow.
I mean, what does your presence on the property represent?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Right. Another target?
I mean, if you're worried about, you know, looting and all that, wouldn't you take, like, your very valuables, maybe, and get out of town?
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, you know, I died saving my property, but doggone it.
Yeah.
I got those two pieces of eight that I've, you know, found from that treasure.
Well, with that in mind, you know, we always talk about the whole prep and that sort of thing. And some things that people don't think about is the things that are on the floor at your house. Maybe you've got your pets in a dog crate. You know, get that up. Anything, utilities or appliances that are sitting that are low that you can get up as high as possible just for water damage. You can save a lot of stuff just by getting them off the floor or your lowest countertops. Just a thought.
Yep.
Yep. It happens.
But then, on the other hand, if you've got a good insurance policy, take all your belongings from upstairs and throw it on the floor on the first... No.
Oh, man.
I'm kidding.
Now
I just saw...
Bob's going to get people arrested for fraud.
I just... You know? No, I just saw what we're paying for, like, homeowners insurance. I'm like...
Yeah.
Really? Really?
See, that's those things that...
I don't want to know.
Until you look at... Yeah. I looked at the breakdown of our mortgage the other day. And that was, I mean, I've owned multiple homes in my lifetime, so I know.
Mm-hmm.
But when your whole payment is X number of dollars and you're looking at the breakdown, first off, look at the principal. Or maybe you shouldn't because that's a little depressing.
$4.79 you knocked off
exactly.
The overall loan.
Glad those rates dropped.
Look at that balance go down, everybody.
But then you'll look at, and depending if you're especially Alachua County, you know, taxes, insurance. It gives you a little perspective.
Well, it works in favor of the ultimate push, which is like the United Nations and the globalists don't want us to own property.
True.
This is really the ownership of property not only helps you to sustain some level and quality of life, but in many cases, if you're fortunate enough to buy additional properties, that has historically been some of your best investing that you could ever do.
Mm-hmm.
For your future.
Right.
So they don't want that. They don't want us capable of that
anymore.
Princeton University professor speaks out, gives his opinions on MSNBC. Folks, That information will be for entertainment purposes only. Mm. Yeah. This guy is just another Chokey the Clown. Princeton professor. Chokey gosh. You know what it costs to go to Princeton?
Oh,
you don't want, you think your homeowners insurance is high? You don't want to know.
Don't want to know.
It is 7:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You can download the podcast wherever you normally get your podcasts. The Bob Rose Show. Hit subscribe and you are in. Stand by. 8:05. We're going to talk to Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz right here on 97.3 The Sky. Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz going to check in with us in about 15 minutes. We'll stay on top of this Cat 4, 155-mile-an-hour Hurricane Milton that's bearing down on us. Traveling east-northeast at 12 miles an hour. We're looking at landfall very late Wednesday night, more likely early, very early Thursday morning. We'll stay on top of this thing. It's a huge storm. It's a Cat 4. It was actually bigger than that. It has to be one of the biggest that I've ever remember watching, following, mm-hmm. that was, you know, going to be a danger to a landmass. This thing was colossal, and it is still very, very big and very dangerous. Emergency shelter locations, and these are some of the stuff Marion County, all right? So, special needs shelter, Westport High School, and that is going to open 5 o'clock this afternoon. You got that? Small pets are also allowed into the shelter with proper documentation. Wait, to get your pet into the shelter. If the Democrats ran Marion County, you wouldn't have to show any documentation.
No.
Because all pets are legal.
And they could vote.
Yeah.
And they'd get free tuition and housing.
There is a pet-friendly shelter as well, Vanguard High School on 7 Northwest 28th Street in Ocala. That's going to open at 6 p.m. later today. General Pop Shelter. I like that Gen Pop because it's Pop. Like, yep. Am I going to a shelter or am I going to a prison? Yes, you'll be placed in general population. These other people are nice, most of them. Uh-huh. Very few have committed capital offenses.
Very few.
No, it's a. I shouldn't paint that picture. That is not right.
I know.
Fort McCoy School is a General Pop shelter, and that is in Fort McCoy. And if you don't know where things are in Fort McCoy, that's probably not your shelter.
Probably not.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's not a huge
place.
It's
not huge.
Just ask Carl Zalek. He lives in the neighborhood.
He knows.
Just say, yo, Carl.
You got room?
Yeah.
We're coming to your garage.
With his 47 kids? Oh, Oh, no. He has no room.
No, he has no room.
No, in fact,
there's no room.
Don't even approach him because he'll be asking you for room. Not just for the storm.
Food for the children.
Can I house my children at your house? All right. By the way, it's the Bob Rose Show.
It is.
Along with Greg Cassidy. We appreciate your support as usual. I speak for Greg. We feel blessed to be able to do what we do every day. And this is one of those important times where maybe a little bit of information here and there will make someone's life a little bit better. Or in the case of a deadly storm, maybe save a life here or there.
Absolutely.
So that would be a good thing. Mm-hmm. We also have other things to talk about as well. And I'll give you another update. In fact, we should get some new numbers any minute now. Princeton University professor Eddie Glaude Jr. was on MSNBC, so you know they speaketh the truth, right? The host, Nicole Wallace, said, I wonder what sort of the state of play is in terms of the last 29 days where we have all the information. Trump isn't capable, it would appear, from Peter Baker's analysis, of reforming himself or tightening it up. And the polls say neck and neck. What do you make of that? She's asking a professor. Professor Egghead, what do you think? Oh, God, Nicole, you asked that question, right? I mean, it just shows us. It shows us the nature of the country. We've said over and over again as pundits, as folks who do this for a living, that the country is a 50-50 country. We know that it's split. Then we know that it's complicated in relation to the Electoral College system, right? We've got that. But we also know that there's a cultural shift that's happening in America, and folks aren't comfortable with it. We're changing. We don't know what we're changing into, and folks aren't comfortable with it. We know that there are politicians who aren't very decent people who are exploiting it. and they're exploiting it for their own aims and ends. So that sense of unease, and we must add that we're not okay. We're not okay. He said there's a kind of madness that has a grip on us. We can call it a fever dream or whatever. And we're trying to make our way to the other side of it. But we're in it. I think those numbers reflect Americans who are just grabbing onto something, trying to hold on in the face of winds. And Americans are desperately trying to make sure we survive it. And who knows where we're going to land.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's dramatic.
Yeah, but he's coming at it. He's saying that the madness is really a Trump thing, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's also saying, you know, oh, yeah, we're changing, we're shifting. We don't know where we're going. There's a cultural shift. Oh, you better believe there's a cultural shift. Does that come from Trump, who wants to secure the borders and have peace?
No.
That sounds like something that's been around for a long time.
And that a lot of us would like. Maybe we can spread that MAGA madness.
What's changed? I don't know. Adult males in drag reading stories to children.
Yeah.
What about double mastectomies for 14-year-old girls who think they want to be boys? Yeah, I would call that quite a cultural shift. Yes. Like a 16-speed transmission that you're grinding the gears down to nothing. Yeah, that's a cultural shift. It is interesting how they see it. Oh, and there's politicians who aren't very decent people.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, wait. Who is more decent? Okay. Somebody who wants to limit and hopefully have as little abortions as we can possibly have? Or do you want the person who says, well, right up to live birth, and in fact, maybe even just a few minutes longer? And so who's the decent person, quote unquote?
Uh-huh. Pretty obvious, isn't it? Yeah.
Those who foment war and bring death and destruction, is that a decent person? Or is the person who really wants to bring peace the decent person?
I liked that 4 years where we had a president that like didn't get us into any wars or skirmishes and actually brought a lot of peace to the Middle East. I kind of liked that span of our recent history.
The Abraham Accords.
Yes.
Historic.
Yes.
That's just one area. But just take, for instance, secure borders, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. What a concept.
Only decent people would want secure borders.
Hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. We're going to talk to him in just a few minutes right here on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. We're going to make it a great morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:21, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Yes, Radiant Credit Union, severe weather update. Hurricane Milton still chugging our way. It has been downgraded just slightly. It's a Cat 4 now with sustained winds of 155 miles an hour. Make no mistake about it, still a major hurricane that is going to wreak havoc. East northeast, it is traveling at 12 miles an hour. We're looking at landfall, possibly just south of Tampa Bay. That will probably be very early Thursday morning. That's kind of the latest on that. Things change, things get updated. That's why we're here and taking care of business for you. If you're going to try to travel I-75 northbound, pretty much anywhere throughout the state of Florida, use your patience. It is going to be a crawl at sometimes, a standstill. It's not just the volume, but you'll get a couple of fender benders along the way. And if you can take a different route, I would suggest it. However, other people could be thinking the same thing, and these other roads can very quickly fill up as well. So there's no easy answer. Greg, what's it, you've got traffic cameras. What's it looking like for you? Are you seeing anything?
We're seeing a little more volume, obviously. And, it's in a lot of it is still just showing up kind of like south of Gainesville. It's kind of hit or miss. It almost seems like it kind of comes in waves. It's not the constant stream everywhere at this point. It doesn't look like. But, again, as we hit daylight, you know, that's going to be changing because folks are, they got a decent night's sleep. They're getting up. We're going to get up early and beat the rush, which means that as our morning drive, folks just trying to maybe get to work, you know, going north on I-75 would be
and,
a pain.
Yeah, and then there's going to be others that are saying, hey, if I don't get the evacuation order, you know, I'm going to stay. Mm-hmm. So that evacuation order for any particular area could be coming. And Marion County already put an evacuation order. If you've got an older mobile home, an RV, low-lying
modular
areas, they're telling you to get out. They're not asking you. They're telling you to get out. So,
well, they just don't hold up as well. And we're talking about some heavy wind you're going to be dealing with.
Yeah, so, pre-1994 for your mobile home have different standards. And plus the aging process, if you had that in there, they just can't sustain the kind of pounding that they very well could be taking this time around. You could say, oh, man, I've been through many, and in this area, I'm good to go. Well, that might not be the case with this one.
Probably still my biggest concern, and even though we're not like a direct hit or anything like this, the ground is already saturated.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff that didn't fall probably got weakened a week ago. And so, you know, I've got neighbors that I was driving by one house this morning. There's got to be a pile of debris, I don't know, 15 feet long and 5 feet high. It's huge. Well, all that stuff's going to blow somewhere if it doesn't get picked up. And I don't think it's going to get picked up.
Well, Governor DeSantis, made some major announcements yesterday. And one of them was, you know, they're going to work diligently, even in evacuation zones where they're telling you have to get out.
Yeah.
They still have crews going in there cleaning the debris.
Good.
He also suggested if you have a pickup truck or access to one, and you can take your debris to the various locations for the dumps, that you should do that. Because it's only going to come back and haunt you if it's sitting at your curb. Chances are it could be coming right back
at your porch.
And it's just, it's going to make for things even uglier as far as search and rescue and general cleanup after the fact. Also, keep in mind, if you are in our listening area, that local gas stations are going to be under heavy stress. Governor DeSantis also wanted to get the message out that gasoline is going to continue to flow. All right, Jacksonville, the ports and all that are still open, and they'll do the best they can to keep these stations full. But just remember, think about it. Any stations near the interstate are going to be the most stressed. And so if you live locally, you probably want to avoid those particular ones. All right. Especially near the interstate. Just avoid the interstate if you're able to do that.
Absolutely.
And I think the good news is we're not going to get the normal kind of busy traffic as far as like rush hour, theoretically.
It seemed like everybody was off work yesterday. I mean, seriously, it was congested in town. And again, like I said, people were driving like crazy on top of it. So I think a lot of folks were preparing yesterday, which maybe that's good, and they've gotten some of that out of the way.
Well, and here's the thing. We tell everybody get prepared, and this one,
sure,
you may have to use a generator, whereas in years gone by, you lost your power for, you know, not at all or for 2 hours. You know, mm-hmm, like, am I going to buy a generator for that? This all may change. But let's say everybody has their ducks in a row. Then they get the call.
Yeah.
From Aunt Sally in Fort Myers, it says, you all got a little space for me, right?
Yeah. And
you're like, oh, it's our favorite Aunt Sally.
And her 7 kids and 4 cats.
And so you have to run to the store now and get 400 pounds of cat food, or Aunt Sally's going to be not happy. So that's what's happening, too. So keep all this in mind. Try to keep the stress level low.
Yeah.
And if someone's a jerk to you, take a deep breath and say a little prayer for that imbecile.
And then, oh, no. No, never mind.
No knuckle sandwiches.
Oh, man.
Let's try to avoid that.
You said go stock up.
Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz slated to join us early in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:05. Hopefully Mark Sexton will be talking to us, Alachua County Communications Director. We'll have all the information that we can put together for you. And my Detroit Tigers won last night at the top of the ninth.
I've been hearing about this since 4:30 this
morning. Kerry Carpenter, kapow, sends a moonshot right center field into the stands, and El Tigres victorious. So now the series, the 5-game series, is tied 1-1 against the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, that just sounds wrong.
That's just plain stupid. They should lose just because of that. All right, hang in there. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. There's a little trash talking for you. Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Don't forget the podcast. The Bob Rose Show is on podcast. Download it where you get your podcast. Hit subscribe. Thank you very much. You know, different sources, chatter, conspiracy theorists to some extent. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to report I've heard of no major attacks against our homeland during the anniversary of the October 7th attack on Israel, because I heard there was a possibility of otherwise. And today also was one of the days they mentioned as possible threats. And then I saw this. A new report published by the U.S. House Committee on Homeland Security states that foreign jihadist networks and homegrown violent extremists represent a persistent terror threat to America. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:39. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We are tracking Cat 4 Hurricane Milton, thanks to Radiant Credit Union. Severe weather update. Milton is a Cat 4, backed off from a Cat 5 overnight. 155-mile-an-hour sustained winds moving east-northeast at 12 miles an hour. We're looking at a possible landfall around the Tampa Bay area, maybe just to the south. Very late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. We'll stay on top of that. I-75 northbound, extremely busy. It is packed. Local gas stations, especially near interstates, are trying to keep their supplies up. The governor said he's going to do everything and keep that rolling. He's got all your landfills open as long as they can possibly stay open so that they can continue to get rid of debris from Helene. And he's asking people, look, if you have a way to do it, if you have a pickup truck or whatever, take it to the landfill. And he said, we're making sure nobody's going to say, oh, you can't come to this landfill or none of that. You know, they knock down all the red tape and get past all that. Good. So hopefully people will take advantage of that opportunity, and everybody else will hopefully get rid of all this stuff. It is... it's getting crazy. I don't want to burn you out. It's only Tuesday.
Yeah.
You have all day today to prepare for anything you need to prepare for. And then we'll start seeing maybe some nastiness, depending on where you're at in the listening area. Obviously, this is going to come from the West Coast in Marion County, maybe a little bit taking a bigger hit, shall we say, than, say, Alachua County. but everybody on the coastline is going to be in for something pretty darn nasty. And you know what we always refer to as the dirty side of the storm? Usually, most of these hurricanes move basically, generally, kind of from the south to the north, you know, and generally, well, it doesn't matter. They come from the Atlantic or the Caribbean, but generally on a northerly type track. This particular storm looks like it's going to take a track that's much more parallel than maybe we're used to cutting across the state. So that means that this so-called dirty side will be more on the south and eastern kind of quadrant of that storm.
Right.
We always think of northeast quadrant. Now it's really the southeast quadrant, which, again, if you're in Marion County and north, that could be a good thing. Way too early for anybody to let their guard down on this one, no doubt about it. And Greg's been monitoring I-75, and it is just busy, busy, busy. It's not necessarily wall-to-wall right now. It's not necessarily bumper-to-bumper.
A little early.
It's coming in spurts, but when it does, it's coming in big packs, big, long packs, and then another pack. And obviously, it's going to get busier as the day progresses. You know, talk to your folks that may be on the way from the West Coast and tell them, be prepared, water, whatever, and bring patience.
Pack a lot of that.
And, you know, be ready to take care of maybe some other things along the way. You know? All right. So I told you about this new report published by the U.S. House Committee on Homeland Security. Foreign jihadist networks and homegrown violent extremists represent a persistent terror threat to America. It identifies more than 50 cases in 29 states between April of 21 and September of 24, including dozens of attempts to provide material support to Islamic-designated foreign terrorist organizations, ISIS, Hezbollah, and Al-Qaeda, with individuals receiving military-type training from ISIS, Hezbollah, and committing fraud. The states where jihadist cases were identified, well, it's a lot of them. Alabama, California, Connecticut, Florida, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana. Wow. I mean, just, you know, really, most of the states. The committee notes that increased threats to Americans heightened after the ISIS-K orchestrated terrorist attack in Afghanistan on August 30th, 2021, that killed 13 U.S. service members. Terrorism threats also escalated after the October 7th, 2023 Hamas terrorist attack against Israel, which killed an estimated 1,200 with 200 hostages taken. Still, here we are a year later with somewhere between 96 and 103 unaccounted for. Yeah. And
that's a shame.
It really is. So Arab Americans apparently aren't all that excited with the way that Vice President Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have handled some of these things. And the Arab vote is shifting in favor of Trump, especially in two important states, Georgia and Michigan. Details on that and a whole lot more coming your way, and constant updates on Cat 4 Hurricane Milton. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Hurricane Milton bearing down on the Sunshine State as a Cat 4 right now, with sustained winds of 155 miles an hour, moving east-northeast at 12 miles an hour. That would put it landfall late Wednesday night, more than likely early Thursday morning. A couple of models have it around 1 a.m. Thursday morning. We'll feel the effects of it long before that, obviously, especially the closer you are to the coast. The dirty side is going to be more on the southeastern side of the storm. Take that into account. That could be good news for most of us in the listening areas. We should be north of that But that could change, and that's why we want to keep you informed. Thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union for severe weather updates. You know, when you make the national news in the New York Post, one of their top stories is state of no return. Evacuation panic in Florida ahead of Hurricane Milton sparks widespread backups and shortages. It is true. However, we have a great governor who's on top of it, assuring us that gasoline supplies will continue flowing, continue moving for as long as they possibly can, and also opening up the landfills and other things to make sure that debris can continue to be collected and dealt with effectively. So we've got, you know, some National Guardsmen that are going to be on standby. Some are going to be deployed already. And, they, you know, look, this governor is on top of it, and so I feel good about that part of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's just things you simply can't control. What you can't control is today, good last chance to go around all of your property. See anything that, you know, that you can pick up, that you can put away, because you might experience winds you've never seen before in this area. And you want to make sure, for the safety of yourself, your neighbors, that you want to take care of anything. I mean, if it's not bolted down,
it can turn to a UFO.
Get it in a situation position where it's not going to be flying around. All right, I mentioned this earlier, real quick. Voters with Arab heritage could tank Kamala Harris's chance of carrying the 31 combined electoral votes in the key battleground states of Michigan and Georgia. Arab Americans typically vote for Democrats. 2-to-1 ratio on average. All right. A lot of people, though, a lot of Arab Americans not fond of the way Harris and the administration handling of the Hamas-Israel war that spread into Lebanon, drawing the Iranian proxy terrorist organization Hezbollah. A recent Arab American Institute poll showed former President Trump leading Harris among Arab voters by 4 points nationally. In 2020, President Joe Biden won 60% of the Arab American vote. So you've got, around 50,000, as much as 50,000 living in the Atlanta area. And, of course, Michigan, especially Dearborn, that's the largest Arab American population in the nation. So, yeah, these are important. Michigan and Georgia. And Arab Americans, more and more, are turning away from Kamala. And sounds like they're going to be more and more in support of former President Trump. Yep, got the same. Nice. Got another story, basically just a different version. Recent report, New York Times, profiled the sudden split Arab and Muslim voters in Michigan have made with Kamala Harris. They call this a voting block of 300,000 people in that swing state.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can make a difference.
Sure can.
Oh, man.
All right, so you got that.
Hmm.
Pro-Trump activists are taking the initiative to register Arab American voters in Michigan.
That's smart.
Yes, very smart. All right. And then Arab Americans, yeah, I've already got that story. Korean Americans. Korean Americans abandoned Kamala Harris and Democrats over inflation concerns. 2024 Asian American voter survey. Now, this is from July. 38% of Korean Americans identified as Democrat. 25% identified as Republican. And that represents a decrease from the 2020 Asian American voter survey. So you had 51% that were Dems. Now right. Only 38%, and that was in July. So I don't know if they have continued to, you know, if they're watching this trend,
right,
and if it continues to go in favor of former President Trump. But
to me,
that's all good news.
Good signs.
Yep. All right. So this Hurricane Milton could be one of the biggest disasters in history. I don't think that this is hyperbole here, unfortunately. I hope it is. Tampa Bay has not faced a direct hurricane hit since 1921.
That's been a while.
Yeah, I think that area has grown just a tad.
A little bigger.
Yes, a little bit. Just a hair. A
little growth.
Oh, my gosh. Florida meteorologist. Oh, there was a story where one of them got really kind of almost emotional and upset.
I watched that.
You did? You saw the clip?
Yes.
Okay.
He was watching the pressure change in it, and it was just like literally he was choking up because from his perspective, it was such a bad thing to see it going that way.
So, I was like, I think at one time it was 911 millibars. That's very, very low. That means a very, very powerful storm. So I could understand the... I mean, it was almost like, how could it actually get any stronger? I was hoping that, you know, we'd experience a phenomenon of like, it got so strong, it just burned itself out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Kind of like an oil well that's on fire.
Exactly.
And you use dynamite to blow it up.
Uh-huh.
Don't get any ideas,
people. No, not good.
All right.
Don't go shooting into it or anything else. Those things don't work.
What else we got going on? J.D. Vance on Trump and his decision-making effectiveness. Trump manages to puncture elitist bubble, yet stay grounded to the people. I agree.
Absolutely.
J.D. Vance is really doing a terrific job spreading the message of conservatism, relating to people, articulating extremely well. He clearly has an at-ease, upbeat personality.
Yeah.
And I think this is going to turn out to be one of the best decisions Trump ever made.
Oh, absolutely. What a great pick. He can go out there. He can get Trump's message to the people. He does not bend or give in when you know, reporters try to put him on the spot or do a gotcha. He doesn't let them get by with that. He explains himself, and he comes off really sharp.
Look,
I think it's a great pick.
When you got Hulkamania busting loose in your favor, things are looking pretty good for you. You got country star Morgan Wallen. Didn't he co-write that Trump song? I believe he was.
Maybe.
I believe he was. He helped with that. He co-wrote that. All right. We've got our hands full. We are going to be busy. You're going to be busy. We'll keep you informed. All right. That's how we roll. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You can download the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click subscribe. Thank you.